I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Hardly a moment goes by in the Grand Budapest Hotel when there isn't something to make us smile. A pretty image, a funny line, a droll sight gag, a charming set, a striking juxtaposition of color or tone. The plot thickens, says Monsieur Gustave, the suave Eastern European concierge played by Ralph Fiennes. Then he adds, why, by the way, is it a soup metaphor? Probably it is, but what kind of soup? Goulash, vichyssoise, or duck soup derived not so distantly from the Marx Brothers' absurdist classic that, like most of this film, was set in a mythical nation of Europe between the wars. The setting here is the Republic of Zubrovka, first in the bleakness of that tiny state's post-war communist rule, but then through flashback in the fragile grandeur of the early 30s. That's when Gustav, a legend in his own time, reigns supreme in the vast and elegant spa hotel of the title. The production has been conceived in a spirit of joyous artifice. It's instantly recognizable as a Wes Anderson film. Self-puncturing balloons of witty dialogue combined with a lurid caper of a plot to tell a touching tale of unlikely buddies. The concierge and his naive young protege, Zero Mustava, a sad-faced lobby boy played by Tony Revolori, who turns out to be as loyal and resourceful as Gustav himself. The nature of the caper defeats description, although a list of its parts begins with Tilda Swinton's dowager. Her death sets everything else in motion. Then there's an accusation of murder, a priceless Renaissance painting, Adrian Brody's villainous Dimitri, Circe Ronan's Agatha, an apprentice in Zubrovka's best bakery, and Edward Norton's Henkels. He's a military police chief who chases Gustav and Zero when they go on the lam for reasons that seem perfectly plausible within the surreal system of the plot. The terrific cast includes F. Murray Abraham, Willem Dafoe, Harvey Keitel, Jude Law, Bill Murray, Jason Schwartzman, Tom Wilkinson, and Owen Wilson. In keeping with the absurdity, no one bothers with European accents. Plain American is the dominant dialect except for Gustav. He speaks the English of the actor who plays him. Ralph Fiennes plays him brilliantly and hilariously, although with flashes of anger that allude to the gathering darkness of the real-life period. Wes Anderson has acknowledged as one of his inspirations the bittersweet stories of Stefan Zweig, an Austrian writer long dead and all but forgotten. Aspects of Zweig can be found in the character of the concierge, cosmopolitan, self-ironic, and sexually ambiguous, just as Zweig was. Gustav is a picaresque hero, but he's also a fierce survivor who speaks more than once of this barbaric slaughterhouse that was once known as humanity. Real life isn't the movie's concern. This lovely confection, that's a pastry metaphor, keeps us smiling and sometimes laughing out loud. But acid lurks in the cake's lowest layers. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.